I've been really encouraged of late in relation to the Lord's ministry here on this earth and how he lived his life and what he done and the way he done it, where he went. And this morning I'd just like to read some verses that would encourage us. And if I had a heading over what I was going to like to talk about today is, where can I find the Lord Jesus? Where can I find the Lord Jesus? Now, I was thinking, and I talked to, just on the way here, our children have got these books, and they're called Where's Wally? And you go through those books, and you find places where a person, they hide them in the book, and the children have got to find them. And I was just thinking about that. Where can I find the Lord Jesus? And we're just going to read some verses in Mark's Gospel. If you have a Bible, we might just follow along. Where can I find the Lord Jesus? And when I do find the Lord Jesus, I can have a relationship with him. And not only have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, but through and can have a relationship with God as well. To encourage us this morning, I'd like to look back at his ministry for the first part of the meeting, look back at his life and the way he lived. And then, in the last part, I'd just like to encourage us in where we can find the Lord Jesus. Mark's Gospel, and we're going to read in chapter 3. And we're going to find some places where the Lord was found. Sorry, chapter 1 we'll go to first. Sorry, I can't read my notes already. Chapter 1 and verse number 16. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Here in these verses we find the Lord by the sea. There he was walking along by the seaside. And his disciples were there before they were called disciples. People were there. And there they found the Lord Jesus. Have you ever taken the time to walk down by the sea? The calmness of the sea as you walk down by it, it gives you a sense of calmness. It gives you a sense of serene and how beautiful it is to walk by the sea. And if we had the time, we could find in many places that the Lord Jesus Christ was found by the sea. He was instructing people by the sea. Over in chapter 3, he was in the sea teaching his disciples. In another part of the gospel, we find that he was in the sea because so many people were there listening to what he had to say. So one place in the Lord Jesus' life, you could find him by the sea. That's where they found him. Turn over to just a couple more verses, to verse number 21 of chapter 1 of book of Mark. And we'll find here that where he was, in verse number 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, whom thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Jesus was found in a synagogue. And what was the Lord Jesus doing? You know, we come together on Sunday after Sunday, and what does it really mean? Do we just come for any reason? Do we just come because that's what we've always done? Or is there something really in our heart to realise that the Lord Jesus Christ is here? and He is with us, and He's always with us. Is that the reason why we come? Or is it just because we've always done it? Now you come back here to this little portion that we've read. Here he was in the synagogue. And he wasn't just an ordinary man, because this man that had the demons in him knew the Lord Jesus. He was well known in the area. He was well known for the things that he'd done, for the miracles that he accomplished, for the healing that he'd done. And here he was. He was found in the synagogue. And he was casting out demons. So that's another place that the Lord Jesus was found in his ministry here on this earth. Come over to verse number 29. And we'll find another place where the Lord Jesus was found. We'll read a few verses here. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Here the Lord Jesus was found in a house. In a house. If I were to come to your house today, or if the Lord Jesus was to come to your house today, what would he think? And I'm not standing up here today asking you these questions and encouraging you in these verses before I've looked at them myself and tried to put them into my own life. Really ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help me in this, as we would read these verses and see where the Lord Jesus is found. He was found in a house, and he was healing again. He was healing the lady that was sick. Now we have, so often we can read of miracles that the Lord Jesus done, but does it really hit home to us to make us realise that the Lord Jesus Christ is with us? We have a far greater person than any of us here today that we can know, that we can find, that we can have a relationship with, that we can worship, that we can adore. When we would think, and as we sung those songs together, we talked about the birth of the Lord Jesus and how he was a little baby. And yet, he was taken to the cross and there he died for each one of us. But he not only died, but he rose again. And he lives triumphantly today. Can we find the Lord Jesus in our life, or are we too busy? Are we too occupied with other things to think about the Lord Jesus? Verse number 35, we'll find another place where the Lord Jesus was found. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, or into a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. Here he was found in a deserted place. Have you ever wanted to be alone with the Lord Jesus? Is there something, excuse me, does something ever come across your mind where it would be wonderful just to sit with the Lord Jesus alone in a deserted place, to pray with him, to read the Word of God, to hear his voice talking to you? Here he went. Here's an example for us. The Lord Jesus rose up early and he went into a deserted place where no one else was. And there the disciples found him. And what was he doing? He was praying. He was praying to God, his Father. We would be encouraged this morning to find a place where we can see God, where we can know God, and where we can find God. Chapter 3 of Mark's Gospel, we'll read another one. So, what I'm trying to explain this morning is the places where the Lord Jesus was when he was here on earth. Now, we're in a different situation, just in a small way. The Lord Jesus is not with us in person. We can't sit down like I can sit down with one of you and talk with him beside you in body. But the Lord Jesus is with us in spirit, and we can be with him at any time. And that's so amazing, the difference that we, a relationship that we can have with the Lord compared to someone in the world having a relationship with someone else. We have someone far greater, as I said before, than any of us here, that can heal people, that can calm us of their sickness. Where can we find the Lord Jesus? Chapter 3 and verse number 13. And as we read this, I want you to think of this as a picture of two things: a picture of our salvation and a picture of the assembly. Now, if you don't agree with the way that I'm going to explain it this morning, please come and tell me, because I'm open for encouragement from you. But just as I read this, and as I've been reading it the last couple of months, and I've really enjoyed the ministry of the Lord, this has popped out in front of me, and I'd just like to explain it this morning. Chapter 3 and verse 13. And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12, that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness, and to cast out devils. And Simon, he surnamed Peter. And then he goes on and says who the disciples were. And then down to verse number 20, and the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not as much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, he is beside himself. The first two verses are the two verses that I'd like to just concentrate on just for a couple of minutes this morning. To think of your own salvation. And I trust this morning that I'm speaking to people that have had a relationship with the Lord Jesus, that know with assurance in their heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for their sins, and that you have asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. So if we could think of that in relation to salvation. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto them whom he would. Now, it's not anything that I have done in relation to salvation. It's all that the Lord's work has done. And he is the one that calls us. He is the one that wants us to be saved. And if you think of it like that, that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be saved and to have that relationship with him, it truly brings a different thought that in your own Christian life, to think that the Lord Jesus Christ would want me, just a poor old sinner that's been saved by the grace of God. He calls unto him. So he is the one that has made the call. He was the one that paid the price when he died for us at Calvary. And now he is calling us unto him. And the last part of the verse was, and they came unto him. So their obedience was, they listened, they heard the call, the disciples heard the call of the Lord, and they came unto him. Now, in relation to a local assembly or a gathering like we are here today, and the Lord has called us out of this world to come into a place where we can find help, where we can find encouragement, and where we can find the Word of God open, and where we can find the Lord Jesus in our presence, that we can know that he is with us. And here the disciples, as they came together, when they were called up into a mountain, and they came unto him, and they listened to him, and they were taught by him, and then they went out to teach. I'd like to think of that as a picture of the local assembly, where we've been called to a place where we can worship, and then we're encouraged to go out and to do a work for the Lord. Maybe you don't think of it that way, but that's the way that I can see it here. The Lord was found in a mountain place. Now, if we went through those places where the Lord Jesus was found, we'll see a place of, wasn't busy there, by the sea, in a synagogue, in the house, in a deserted place up in the mountain. It was a place of where the Lord Jesus could show who He was to His disciples and the people of that day. And they all gathered around. They all wanted to hear. If there's many other places in the Bible that we could read, that they all wanted to hear the voice of the Lord, and there were so many of them that He had to hop on a boat in case of being squashed. That's how many people wanted to listen to the voice of the Lord. Now we've seen there the life of the Lord. Now I'd like to go over to Jude and read our instruction in relation to this now. And I've tried to bring it in a little bit in relation to finding the Lord Jesus. I'd really like you to think about that question. Where can I find the Lord Jesus in my life? Am I going to allow the Lord Jesus to be a ruler of my life? Or am I just happy just going along, doing the things that I've been taught, just happy just to cruise along in life and not worry about where the Lord Jesus is? Only on Sundays. Jude, we're going to read in verse number 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's those ones that were chosen, and that's the ones that were taught by the Lord. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be those who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Where can I find the Lord Jesus? These verses explain very easily and very simply to me. How can I keep my relationship going with the Lord Jesus? Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Take yourself back to the day when you accepted the Lord as your Saviour. You really felt a difference in your life. You felt a change in your life. But the world has so many influences over us and want to take away that influence that you have, that relationship that you have with the Lord. But build yourself up in your most holy faith. Encourage, read, pray. Realise the Holy Spirit is with you at all times. Attend the meetings. Be encouraged by just putting your hand in the hand of the Lord and to be able to walk with the Lord. Keep yourselves in the love of God. God loved us so much that He sent His Son. Isn't that a wonderful demonstration to each one of us of the love that we are to keep in? Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, if you were walking in the ways that the Lord Jesus Christ would want you to go, the last two verses have been a real help for me probably over the last 5 years. And if you're walking in a relationship with the Lord, then you want to worship the Lord. You want to remember the Lord. You want to serve the Lord. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. There are times in our life when we take our eyes off the Lord, and it was the same with Peter when he walked on the water. He took his eyes off the Lord, and what happened? He sunk down. There are times in our life, and I'm not going to stand up here and say that there aren't, because there are, and I've been through them. There are times when I've taken my eye off the Lord, and I've fallen, and I've got myself into an awful mess because I've allowed sin to come into my life and ruin my relationship with the Lord. I've taken my eyes off the Lord. The Lord hasn't taken His eyes off me. The relationship with me and the Lord has been hindered by me. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only person that is able to keep us from falling. The person next to you can't, because we're all in sin. We've all been born in sin. We've all got sin in us. We all try and be better than the other next person. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To think that we can be faultless in our endeavours to find the Lord. Surely he brings an attitude of worship in our hearts and into our lives. When we would think, where can we find the Lord Jesus Christ? To the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Keep your eyes on the Lord, I'd like to encourage you. Coming back to that thought that I had right at the very start. When your children get, our children had those little books and they found where Wally was, they were so excited when they could point it out and see where he was in the book and show you. But far greater joy it is for each one of us to find the Lord Jesus and to walk with him and to talk with him and to be encouraged in the way that he would lead each one of us.